Welcome to episode 1 of Basic Criminal Psychology. My name is Hannah Gross. In this first episode, we will be covering what criminal psychology really is and some of the history behind it. Criminal psychology can be described as a science which helps investigative institutions in fulfilling their mission more effectively by applying psychological knowledge. Their work includes a large range of roles, from the profile creation process to the conduction of psychological testings. They also work to try and find out why people commit crimes and what their reasoning behind it are. Criminal psychology is a relatively newer practice. It started being taught in universities around the late 19th century. There are many important people who helped start the criminal psychology field. William Wundt opened the first laboratory dedicated to psychology and is usually credited to have been the beginning of modern psychology. He attempted to separate psychology from philosophy and put emphasis on objective measurement and control, while also analyzing the mind in a structured way. Hugo Munsterberg applied the techniques of psychological research to practical questions that were specific to law, education, and industry. He widely influenced the successive generations of practitioners and researchers. Lewis Terman began to apply psychology to law enforcement. He is credited with helping create the Stanford-Binet test, which was used to assess intelligence of job candidates for law enforcement positions. John Douglas is a renowned expert on criminal and behavioral profiling. He, along with his partner Robert Ressler, researched and interviewed nearly every serial killer in recent history. They started the FBI's criminal profiling program and are said to be among America's first criminal profilers. They both were instrumental in developing the behavioral science methods of law enforcement used today. There are typically 8 ways that criminal psychologists play a role in the law system. There's clinical, which is usually when an assessment of an individual is done. This provides clinical judgment. This can help police determine how to process an individual effectively. Experimental circumstances are usually when the criminal psychologist performs research in order to help inform a case. This can typically be done for the purpose of illustrating a point or providing further information for a case. Some criminal psychologists provide advisory help. In this section, they will advise the police on how to proceed with an investigation or how best to interview an individual, how best to cross-examine, and how the offender may react to certain circumstances. Criminal analysis is another big part of criminal psychology. Here, an analysis of the behaviors presented by an individual is done, and they compare the data found to similar cases, which can help give the police basis to investigate that the same offender committed multiple crimes. Offender profiling is another quite new and interesting aspect of criminal psychology. Practitioners have disagreed upon terminology and methodology, but it typically lies somewhere between law enforcement and psychology. But overall, the common goal is to help investigators examine evidence from crime scenes, victims, and witness reports to develop an offender description. Investigators are able to use this profile to narrow down the field of suspects or to try to figure out how to interrogate a suspect already in custody. Criminal profiling is rooted with knowledge developed by forensic psychologists, psychiatrists, and criminologists. Many criminal psychologists also help police officers with an interviewing component. They collect reliable and accurate information about a case to consider which interviewing approach will work best for the specific individual. This can help the police determine the correct and productive approach. Criminal psychologists also have areas of rehabilitation and actuarial that they work on. Actuarial includes the usage of statistics in order to help inform a case, while rehabilitation helps them to determine specific steps that should be taken to prevent an individual from recommitting crimes. This also helps the criminals find a place in society after they're released. The process of including psychological components when finding criminals has been increasing rapidly and is now a highly appreciated line of work, and is used in almost every developed country of the world. And that's it for episode 1 of Basic Criminal Psychology. I'm Hannah Gross, and we'll be back next episode.